This is Morning Edition. This summer, WUNC hired 7 youth reporters to go out and tell us something about their world. We'll hear their reports on Morning Edition over the next several Mondays. Our first story in the series looks at a new skateboard park that opened this weekend in downtown Apex. For teenagers like WUNC youth reporter Peyton Sickles, the new park solves a real problem for young people in his community.
It's 7 p.m. on a Friday night inside of Hope Chapel Church in Apex, North Carolina. There's 40 teenagers with skateboards inside of the church, flying across ramps and treading along rails.
The more places I think we can give them to skate, the better.
That's Pastor Jeremy Johnson. He started Skate Church when he realized Apex had a lot of skateboarders, but nowhere to skate. Each week, Jeremy and his crew move 500 chairs out of the sanctuary and haul in mobile ramps and rails to set up a temporary indoor skate park. Friday night, skaters in Apex have somewhere to go. But what about the other 6 days of the week? They have to find places, and teens who try to skate downtown end up getting kicked out.
It hasn't gotten to the point where I've known any officers' names or anything. We didn't know each other by name, but I'd recognize people by face. It's happened 2 times over the past couple years where I've seen him, and he's like, "I've already been through this with you, just get out of here." And I was like, "All right."
Julian Creech-Pritchett is 16, and he lives to skate. He's had his fair share of run-ins with the police. Like many teen skaters in Apex, he's become friends with Kyle Dennis. Kyle runs a skate shop in downtown Apex.
So they get kicked out of there, and then they go somewhere else, and they go somewhere else, and then they would come to my shop and be like, "Well, we've gotten kicked out of the 5 places to skate in Apex today, so we're going to sit here for the rest of the day."
Kyle's tired of seeing skaters get kicked around.
They weren't hurting anybody. They were just skateboarding. And it got to the point where it was almost, I think, on lines of harassment, not just by police, but by older people who don't understand.
Part of the problem is the stereotype that exists about skaters. Captain Jacques Gilbert works for the Apex Police Department.
You know, when I walk on a scene with this uniform on, this badge, it's already a stereotype that I'm going to be a certain way. I'm already judged. So we kind of share the same thing. When they walk around with their board and their stylish clothes, they're already judged.
Jacques, the police officer, Kyle, the skate shop owner, and Jeremy, the skate church pastor, got to know each other through the skaters that they were working with. Together, they hatched the idea of building a skate park.
All 3 of us were like, "Man, I think this is fate."
The 3 of them joined forces and decided to push for a skate park in the downtown.
We organized through Instagram, which is awesome, through our shop, for kids to come down and meet us to go to a town council meeting. And we had 70 kids show up. And I remember skateboarding into the parking lot with all these kids. I mean, we looked like a gang. Like, we were gonna come and burn the town to the ground. And the council members and the mayor were looking out the window, and they were in shock.
The teens sat through the entire meeting. Several gave speeches about why Apex needs a skate park, and at the end of the meeting, the council voted unanimously to fund the plaza. Then the skaters gave their input on the design. There's rails to grind on, benches to get dope air off of, and there's even a pool that gives the plaza an old-school twist.
I'm super excited about that pool. I'm scared as hell about dropping into that pool, but I'm super excited about it.
The park opened this weekend. It's taken about a year to go from paper plans to a concrete foundation.
It's so rewarding and gratifying for me and that we did this together. Not me, but we did it all together. We worked together. What seems to be impossible can happen if a community rallies together and they can all work together to make it happen.
For WUNC's Youth Radio Reporting Institute, I'm Peyton Sickles.